Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone, hey, in the night,
hey girls, and what up dudes, this is your girl Princess with Truth Heals Hurt Radio. I'm so excited about today's guest, yes, wife-in-laws, Jerika Hall and Michelle Wimberly, as we talk about blended families and children being caught in the middle, and whatever else God will have us to share so the truth can heal your hurt, plus a little bit more. And then after, DeJuan Moss will come and join me for a special segment about single mama dating drama. Yes, we have a book that's coming out Tuesday, October the 18th. Yes, that's this Tuesday, and you can pre-order right now on Amazon. But she's going to talk about her character in A Heart for a Heart. So y'all know how we do it. Text, tweet, Facebook. Let somebody know that we're on here and we're going to talk about the truth. The truth shall set us free if we use it. Hello, 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 everybody. It's so good to be on here today, and I see I already have a lot of callers for today's show. My wife-in-laws, let me do a sound check. Are your lines open? Just say
yes.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Okay, so I didn't get a chance to speak to Miss Wimberly before we started. I went to school with her, so I really and truly appreciate relationships that God placed together like a long time ago and some kind of way he puts you back with people. I think it's kind of super cool, like you don't know what you're going to be doing with these people. Some people just come back around, and I thank God for them coming back around because I'm friends with her on Facebook. And I saw a post that I'm going to let them talk shortly, but I saw a post on Facebook, and I was like, oh, God, this will be a great story. So, Ms. Hall, talk to me about that post you put on Facebook and what you all were celebrating.
Okay, well, hello. We were celebrating the graduation of our oldest son, Shelton. He was graduating from boot camp in Oklahoma. And we all decided that we would plan a trip to go out there together just to show our support for him. And that's what we did. And we had a good time, too.
Oh, yeah.
In order to do that, y'all had to be friends with each other or something to go out there. Cause, when people say, well, we went out there together, and I'm like, oh, okay. All right, then. Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
How that worked out.
It's sometimes it's kind of weird to people when they, you know, see us doing stuff together. But yeah, that's not the first time we've had a celebration together. And we've come together. Michelle has been very supportive of my family and things. And even when we've had trying times, they've, you know, came out and showed, you know, their support, and she's been present and been very loving. So, we just developed a relationship long time ago just because, you know, that first is the right thing to do. It's no hard feelings. No, we're not petty. We're grown, but it's really nothing I have against her. She doesn't have anything against me, and I'm very grateful for her being in my son's lives and being a part of helping them become the men that they're becoming today. So, you know, putting all that stuff aside, and it just helped us develop our relationship to where it is today.
Yes, Carol, what's your view, honey? Where you at?
Hey, I'm here. It took a minute to dial in, but I finally got it.
Okay, I'm sorry. Quite a few people are trying to call in at the same time. Now, all I can do is just thank God for that and be like, okay, she coming. Y'all hang tight. But you were on time for the show, y'all. We have quite a few people on this line today, and I thank God for that. When y'all first met, how did it work out? Somebody get that. Like, tell us about that.
Okay. I think when we first met, because of the fact that, you know, you typically have your when you have the blended families come together, you honestly do not know. She did not know what type of person was going to be, she was going to be co-parenting with, as far as I was concerned, and I had not met her, and I didn't know her. So I think the guards were up at first, as they typically are, and judging by from what we hear other people when they share their stories with us, and we were like, oh, no, we are way beyond that point. No, it did not happen overnight. It took us maybe a few years. I mean, we finally realized we have something in common, and that's the love for our children that we co-parent together. You know, no, I may not have birthed those kids, but I love those kids just as much as my own. And we, the word step is never used in my household. Mm-hmm. We would all get together, and we would cheer our kids on, even when they were elementary school, middle school. We would get together and sit together when they were doing their Christmas plays or Halloween plays, whatever was going on at the school. We saved seats for one another, and they would see all the parents sitting together, and we would sit and cheer on our kids, and they would ask, well, which one is yours? Those three right there, well, which one are yours? Those three right there, well, wait a minute, I'm confused. But, you know, it's, we realized a long time ago, because of the fact that we share a love for our kids and we share a love for Christ, that we cannot not love one another if we love our kids.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
You know what I'm saying? Like, what do these kids have to do? Why do they get caught up, you know, in the middle of some of this food that goes on with the, you know? I'm like, okay, the mama's not married to the daddy anymore, but that doesn't mean the stepmama not a nice lady. You know what I'm saying? That doesn't mean that she's not loving. So for some reason we go into, and I can only speak for the people I know, and I hate to say this, I don't have a lot of friends that have blended families that get along. And most of the time now, that's all we have is blended families. Like, we have a lot of blended families. So talk about when y'all, okay, so you realize after a certain period of time that, okay, you said like a couple of years. So then what broke the ice? And either one of you can answer. There's a slight delay, but, you know, just either one of y'all jump in and what broke the ice?
Funny thing is, I honestly cannot pinpoint the moment. And I've been sitting here, Princess, thinking, like, for weeks, when did it just happen? It was like just one day. And it's so funny. I don't know if Teresa even remember. In the very, very beginning, we really did not really speak at all to each other. And I would drop the voice off, and I would come to her door, and she was like, hey, boys, how y'all doing? And then close that dang door in my face real fast. And I was like, oh. And she may not even remember it, but I just prayed about it, and I'm pretty sure she prayed about it because I know the type of person that she is, you know, and she is a praying mother. She is a praying wife, you know, just as I am. So I'm pretty sure somewhere down the line, the Lord was like, okay, I hear both of y'all prayers. I'm going to mend this thing, but I cannot pinpoint the exact moment. Can you, Jericho?
No, not really. I just remember that special gift you gave me with the boys. Picture that I still have that you gave me for Christmas, that you made sure that I received, and that was very, very special. So I don't really think that was a icebreaker. I remember our first conversation on the phone wasn't pretty, and I remember you standing up for me with the child support. I'm just gonna be 100, and then I remember. I won't keep it real. And that was like straight girl power right there. And then you were there for me with Linnell and Shay. You know, y'all went over and beyond with that. So it was some times, you know, that I can recall that we came together and, you know, was like, you know, we showed that godly love for one another, regardless of how our past conversations went. Mm-hmm. And I remember us also being active together and making sure that the disciplinary actions towards you know the men name is involved when it comes to that. So Michelle calls me all the time and makes sure that I get the scoop on what's going on with the children in school and everything. Mm-hmm. So that was something else that kept us connected. She was like, did you get the email? Did the teacher call you? Because the teachers really didn't have my number. They had them listed because our two oldest boys stayed with them. So she will always keep me in the loop on everything. And, you know, I would have to come over to their house and all that stuff when we had to have family meetings. And so I really can't recall when it happened, but it happened. Uh-huh. I'm grateful.
Yeah. So we always have a middleman in this. So the middleman would be Cheryl's husband now, right? So he's in the middle because they get caught. They get full of mm-hmm. things. They get caught in the middle of all of this. And so while he was caught in the middle, because how long were you married, the first marriage, Jerika?
Me?
How long were you married?
I was married to Mr. Wimberly for about 7.5 years. We were together for like 12, almost 12.
Okay, and then they came to an end. And then how he met Michelle, and Michelle, how long y'all been together now?
Now, we had met at work, and we were friends. Mm-hmm. And funny thing is, he would always, you know, reach out to me whenever he wanted to, like a female side of the story, and he would not like the truth because I would always back Jerika. You know, it was always like, well, sounds like to me you might want to listen to your wife. And then he wouldn't speak to me for a long time. Like, he wouldn't speak to me for about 6 months. I'm like, oh, okay, well, you know, I guess he got the right answer. You know, or I would tell him, you need to pray about this. You know, y'all, you need to pray about it. Take it to the Lord. Leave it there. Because I knew the Lord was not going to see him in the wrong direction. And
Right. Even
as a friend to him, when he would come to me, the majority of the time, he didn't like what I was giving him, the advice I was going to give him, but he knew I was going to mm-hmm. be the one that was going to be honest and I was going to tell him the truth,
mm-hmm.
you know,
yes.
because we weren't the type of friends. You know, they always say, a male and a female cannot be friends. That's not true. You can. A male and a female can be friends. You make choices, and you have to make sure that you make the right choice. You know, you make decisions, and it all depends on the decision that you make. And our friendship wasn't a friendship like that, where it was more like a brotherly type. As a matter of fact, I remember I used to tell him all the time, I'm surprised with the way you know, you think, I'm surprised you even have a wife. What in the hell marry you? I'm going to have to meet this woman one day. And, you know, but he and I have been married 11 years now.
Okay, so then 11 years, and then it took a couple of years for y'all to mesh, the two of you. And so what was his, how was he acting in the middle? Like, you know, when you wasn't talking, then, okay, now we're cool with each other. So what was his response?
You mean as far as his response to the relationship between me and his ex-wife?
Because, see, sometimes the division comes there. You know, like, you could get along mm-hmm. with the female and the husband. Be like, you know, so I don't want to steer your answer, but you know how the middle person has a relationship with both of y'all. So
mm-hmm.
how did he respond? You know, because let me give you a ghetto example, and that would be my life.
Okay.
And so you talking to him, you laughing with him, y'all having fun like that, you know, and then you be like, we trying to get along. You know, there's some children involved in this. And then, you know, well, I don't want you talking too much to them. And it's because...
Oh, no. No, never that. Okay. Yeah, I think so I understand where you're going with this, but no, it was never that. He has always promoted she and I getting along because of our kids. And you notice I say our kids because I'm sorry. The word step just don't come up in my mouth at all. And it don't even feel right coming to my mouth or out my mouth because that's not the way that I feel. Ever since he and the boys and I got together because, you know, I have two girls myself. And, you know, it hasn't always been wonderful. And it did take some getting used to because I think the kids were all fine because they had playmates. And then they were like, oh, Lord, you mean I got some sisters? And they were like, oh, I got some brothers.
Yeah.
So it took some time for everybody to mend. As a matter of fact, when we were on the Oklahoma trip, the boys were telling us how – well, at first we didn't think Punkin liked us, and that's my oldest daughter. Her name is Shaterica. Punkin is her nickname. But they were like, we didn't think she liked us. She said she was fine until everybody moved in together, and she was like, oh, no, y'all need to go home. But it seemed like to me the kids got along first, and then we all got along. But Shelton has always promoted Jerica and I getting along because of the sake of the kids. He used to hurt his feelings when she and I at the beginning wasn't getting along because he knew that we both generally love the kids and that one day we're going to have to get to that point where we can sit down and we can have a conversation and we all can, you know, be in the same room together. So he's always promoted that. As a matter of fact, like, you know, Jerica was saying, we celebrate everything together when it comes to our kids. The Oklahoma trip wasn't the first time. It's the first time that we all went out of town together, but it wasn't the first time that we've all gotten together. You know, we got together where we merged everybody's families, which was my ex and his family, my family, Jerica's family, her ex-husband, you know, my husband's family, and we all got together, and we didn't know how that was going to play out, but it was a success. Everybody got along, and you had different grandmamas, different grandfathers and, you know, mom, stepmom, stepfathers, everybody
Big
all
wife.
Together.
Big
friends.
Current wife.
Yeah.
Yeah, because children are the common denominator. That's what people don't realize about this. The children are going to have the attachment to everybody regardless of whether we get along or not. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, the children are going to always be the ones that have to be with all of you, you know? So It's kind of sad. I do remember when I first got married to my husband, and, you know, our children got together, and, honey, you couldn't tell who belonged to who or whatever. And then, like you said, the family has to come together. And so my children were so excited to have new sisters. I don't know what that is. Like, it was like, y'all got a sister and you got each other. But they were just so excited about having, and they kind of attached to who they felt like could relate to them. You know, they butted up. And it was, when we took our family trips with the family, it was really cool. Like, you just really, people don't know that there's just a peace and a joy when we all can get along, you know, when we all can participate. And then nobody wants to go to somebody's graduation or football game or basketball and you sitting over on the other side, you know, on the other team or way down, you know, and then the child looks in the bleachers and they got to see this division. You know, they are a part of this division. And so that's why I wanted you all to come on the show, because I'm like, God, you got to show us. You got to show some of us, because some of us real foolish. We just foolish when it comes to this. Like, we don't realize who is the real victim of this foolishness. You know what I'm saying? Our own issue. If you're listening on the show, and we have quite a few callers, and you have a question, you can press 1. to ask your questions. Right now we have a Facebook feed also, because a lot of people don't like to come live. I don't know why. We're not judging. You know, we all have our accents and tones and all that. So if you have a question, press 1. If you want to go to the Facebook post on my page, I actually put it on everybody's page that's going to be on the call tonight. So just press 1, ask your question. Now, I have a question from somebody on Facebook, and they inboxed me, so this must be really private. Y'all ready?
Okay. You say it's private.
Yeah, it must be, because I'm like, I got a live feed going here.
Okay.
They inboxed me. But okay. The question is, how to Jerika, and some of these questions be crazy, but still answer them, because, see, some people, they foolish.
That's
and,
fine.
You know what I'm saying, but they really be wanting to deliver. You see what I'm saying? They like the truth.
That's what we on here for.
Being around your ex after, you know, and seeing him with somebody else.
That's what I was going to say, too. I'm glad that they asked that question, because that's what I was going to say. That's the motivation behind division. Is there somebody is still loving, liking, wanting something, you know. I love my children's father. He is not my baby daddy. He is my children's father. I do not classify him as a baby daddy. And that's exactly what he is. He is a very good father. We didn't make it. That doesn't make him a bad person. It's just he wasn't the person for me. And I moved on. So that's how Michelle and I were able to get along on my behalf, because I ain't wanting no more. So, and not to be harsh, but it is what it is. And that's what happens with these relationships, and why people have so much animosity and division and can't move forward, because somebody is still feeling a way that they shouldn't be feeling, and they haven't moved past that. So that's just how I feel. I mean,
they got a point for you too, Michelle. They got the second part is, how do you can you trust him around her since he was married to her first? That's the second half. That's why I said some of this might be a little foolish. But y'all answer
your question, Michelle.
Yes, I care. And it's so funny that I didn't mean to laugh when you asked. I wasn't laughing at the question that was asked. I was laughing at the fact that I'm wife number 3. Jerika's wife number 2, and there is wife number 1, and we all get along. And, you know, and I don't know why I didn't think to have to even see if Carla wanted to be a part of the show, because we all get along. At our kids' graduation, their graduation party, 3 of us, wife number 1 through 3, we all took a group picture together. We all partied together. We danced together. When my mother-in-law passed away on Memorial Day, and we got together to, for her celebration of life, and we were at the repast, and one of Carlos' cousins asked, she said, "Wait a minute now. You, Carlos' first wife, now his name is Shelton, but his nickname is Carlos. You, Carlos' first wife, you, Carlos' second wife, and Michelle, you, wife number 3. And all y'all sitting together, eating together, breaking bread, and getting along. And Jerika's first response was, girl, what did you say, Jerika? Child, I don't know about Carlos, but Michelle. And she's calling, tease me all the time. Girl, don't I want Carlos with you? But, yes, I do trust him around her. I know that, yes, Carlos do love Jerika as the mother of his kids. He will always love her as the mother of his kids, because there's history there. No, I don't think that he is trying to hook back up with her on the sly when I'm not looking or anything. We all have grown beyond all of that. Jerika is remarried now. She has 2 boys with her current husband. And, you know, we all just get along. You know, Carlos and Torrance talk about football all the time. They get together, talk on the phone. We all talk about co-parenting our kids. We are all one big happy blended family. No, we're not happy all the time, because like we said, there are situations that come about in life, such as Jerika's sister and her niece. When they passed, and the way that they passed, and we all got together to support one another and to love on one another and to show that we are there for one another. And as well, Jerika's mom, Jerika's stepdad did the same, as well as her family did the same for us when my mother-in-law passed, because that was once her mother-in-law. That was once their family. And we all are still one big family. I don't think that when we divorced that we just separated. Like I tell the kids all the time, you all ought to be happy because you have two mothers and two fathers and, you know, a host of grandparents and a host of cousins. We look at it that way more so than we don't want to be bothered with them because they're that side of the family. We just welcome everybody as one big happy family, and we celebrate together, we pray together, we cry together, we laugh together. Jerika does my hair when I need, you know, my head hooked up.
Oh yeah, y'all go visit Jerika Page now. I'm not telling her to step all y'all as friends, because I don't know all y'all, but listen, should be glad to know. Liz, I started to say, could you send a sister a wig to El Paso, because
yeah, that's what I was going to say. There's something else that I do. Like, I take, you know, I offer, you know, I try to do whatever I can. I, you know, Michelle's daughters, I love them. I did, you know, her daughter's hair for prom for free. You know, I used to do her oldest daughter's. I used to come over to her house and do their hair. I did, you know, my ex-mother-in-law's hair when she went home to be with the Lord. I did her hair in the funeral home, you know, just because I used to do her hair. So, it, you know, that's just where I am with my heart. You know, that's who, you know, what God has put on my heart to be. And I'm not going, you know, I'm not going to change just because I'm not married to, you know, Shelton anymore. Carlos, I never called him Shelton ever in my life.
okay.
You know, and that's just, it's just because of the love, you know what I'm saying? And me and Michelle, we get together, we crack up, we laugh, you know, we have good times, you know, without him even being around. So, you know, it's all good, you know.
It ain't for show, it ain't for Facebook, it ain't for nobody. If we say we are children of God and this is Truth Heals Hurt, and so for those of you that are listening, if you're not ready for it, you know, you might just want to hang up, because once you know the truth, you got to live by the truth. If y'all want to make it to heaven, you're going to have to start getting along with people and stop all this foolishness and find the root of your real problem, because the children are not the problem. And then if there is something still going on between you and the ex, you know what I'm saying? Or you, y'all need to fix that stuff, because I'm telling you, I want to make it in. I do not want it to be because the beat me and the baby mama. I don't want him to say nothing to me about Princess and your behavior towards, you know, your husband, cheer the mama. I don't want to talk about that. And so we go to church every Sunday, you know, people, we dress all up and stuff, and then some of us don't even want the lady to come by the house to drop the children off, you know. And I remember one time I was real nasty with, I didn't even like my children, I didn't like him, and I didn't like that girl. I don't even know why I didn't like the girl, just evil, you know, just being ugly. And so she did something to my daughter hair, and I promise y'all I was just ghetto, just drove all over to them folks' house. I'm outside just hollering. When I think about that, I said, you big dummy, you just out there looking like a fool, because the lady redid your child hair, and she ain't called me and she ain't talked to me about it. Now, I will say she could have called me and talked to me about it, but the way I acted, though, I promised myself I wasn't going to act that stupid no more in my life. I'm going to talk to this lady so she'll understand where I'm coming from, and I can understand where she's coming from. And she wasn't a bad person. She wasn't. I didn't know what kind of person she was. I didn't give her time to introduce herself. I didn't give her time to talk to me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I already had faith. Negative, ugly stuff. And then I'm like, well, shoot, you must want me, little stupid girl, because you acting stupid. You know, that's what I had to say about me. You must still want it, because you wouldn't be doing all this old dumb stuff if you didn't want it. And girl, I had to self-check. I didn't like him. like that no more. I had changed. Look, I had changed my mind. And so when you change your mind and you still acting like a clown, you really need to address it. You know, look at yourself in the mirror. And so what I commend the both of you on is that when you did self-examination or whatever, however you may call it, you wanted Jesus to be displayed in this. You put your stuff to the side. And that's what we have to do as children of God. You can't keep on with all this foolishness. If you ask people really why they don't like somebody else, we have a time we don't even know. We don't have no real answer. Like, she was married to him first. Hey, crazy, you married to him now? You the winner. Now, go. You know what I'm saying? Like, what is it about? So, I thank you all so much for allowing God to use you, because I'm telling y'all, it's a lot of people listening to this call today. So, I figure people listen to these calls because, you know, they want to learn and they want to know. And people, to me, nowadays want the truth. And so if you had to give advice, and y'all can take a turn, but if you had to give advice to somebody who is going into a relationship, already in a relationship, or the situation where the baby, where the lady is taking care of the baby and, you know, the man is not active, so she's sitting, you know, constantly looking to see what he's doing with somebody else. You know what I'm saying? Like, if y'all could give any advice that pertains to anything, even if it's not your situation, when it comes to raising children and having these exes or whatever in our lives, or even the new female, the new male, because now a lot of men are raising kids. So any advice at all?
You can go ahead, Michelle.
Okay. Well, the first thing that I would suggest is, remember, the kids did not ask to be in this situation. Therefore, we cannot punish the kids, whether it is we're upset with the dad, we don't want the dad to see the kids because we're upset with the way that things went when they broke up, when we broke up with the father, or, oh, why he don't love me no more, he went off and, you know, bit to be with this person, or vice versa. The kids, it's not fair to them for us to not get along, for the parents to not get along with one another, for the parents to not get along with the step-parents, you know. Even as a stepmom and as a mother, I love all my kids the same way, and they tease me all the time because I don't treat one any better than the other. If you ask me, no, I may not have birthed them all, but they are all my kids, all six of them, because we do have two other by Carla and Carlos. And that's Jessica and Devante. They are Carlos' oldest two kids. And then Carlos and Tarika have two, and I had two that I brought into the marriage as well. And it's the kids are watching us. They're looking at us. They feed on how we act. They feed on what we do. They feed on what we say. Carlos and I never, ever, ever talk bad around the kids to about their other parents, or we never say anything negative, anything that to whether that be my kids or you know, my daughters or his sons. We never. Not then, not even in the beginning, and not now. We, even in the beginning when things were like, we're all trying to get used to it. Don't do that. Do not talk bad about your kid's other parent, whether it be his mom or his dad. Don't do that. Kids are feeding off of that. They're listening, and they're watching, and it hurts them. You know, I would never want to hurt my kids. I would never want my kids to think that I don't love, or just because we didn't get along, that I don't love your parent, your dad, for instance. You know, I wouldn't want my daughters to think that I don't still care about their dad and that I'm talking bad about them or whatever, because they didn't ask the girls didn't ask to be here. And regardless of what the situation is or how things went with me and their father, that's the past. that is still their father, you know. And I guess any advice that I can give is love your kids enough to not, you know, speak negatively around one another, because they do come back and tell you. Kids come back and tell you what the other person said.
Mm-hmm.
They said, come back and tell you what the other grandmama said. They come back and tell you what, you know, the new stepmama or whoever. They talk.
Yeah.
And the only, they're picking this up because of what they're hearing. Just be mindful of what you're doing, what you're saying, and how you're acting towards the other parents when you are around your kids.
Right. That's awesome advice. Hey, Jerika.
Yeah. Well, I would actually agree with what Michelle said, and to also add on, don't make your woes and your complaints and your injustices the children's. They may like the other person. They may, you know, may not see what you're seeing. Be the best parent that you can be, whatever that is. I don't really think it's fair that parents disqualify parents because of finances or if they missed a day of something, you know. Because sometimes, you know, children can be a little tricky. You know, they may not tell one person something and they tell the other person something, and then you finally find out, and that's where it comes to having the relationship that's required to have as co-parents, because you have to stay on top of the children and make sure that they're doing and everything that they need to do, and that's very important to have that kind of relationship. I despise parents, women mainly, that withhold their children because of finances. Times are hard. People do what they can. If a person wants to be present in someone's life, in their child's life, by picking them up every day and doing their homework and feeding them or doing their hair or whatever, however that parent can contribute, let that parent contribute, because that's more going to be more of a staple in that child's life than anything that money can buy. So that's a lot of time, you know, a lot of relationships and households break because of that. And, I mean, regardless, you're going to have to take care of that child regardless. And that's something that I've always admired about Carlos being the father. He's been a great father. He's done what he had to do. Even when I fell short, I've always tried to contribute. I don't recall my children ever going to the barbershop, if they're listening, ever going to get their hair cut by a barber. Because I would have to cut, they still be wanting me to cut their hair. But just stuff like that, those things are memorable. People don't realize the things that we do, and when we get together for family dinners, or when we get together just for simple things, that those are the things that they remember. Just fighting over little stupid things that have no value is things that needs to stop. And that's what's keeping, you know, so many families broken nowadays. And actually, from my point of view, from, you know, parents raising their children to the best of their ability and doing what it is that they can do for their child. So don't take this because you feel that they're not doing it to your standard, that makes them a less of a parent than you, because that's unfair. So that would be my advice.
And, girl, that is some good advice, because let me tell you what I have noticed about some of my folks. We'll take a man, let him move in our house, let him drive our car and all that stuff, but we'll talk about what the baby dad is not doing and he can't see his kids.
Word.
Now.
Yep.
You see what I'm saying? We'll do this kind of thing. We'll let somebody in our house stuff free and don't ask them for a dime. But when the dad is, because he can't give, you know, that $400 or $500 or $1,000 child support, then, you know, we're angry. But if he call and say, you know, I would like to pick my child up, well, where you taking it? And where y'all going? You know, what y'all got to do? And I'm like, okay, listen, there are some men who try. There are some men who try. And I know this. I know this because I'm around some dads who right now have some different situations going on, and that that mama to do some extra. Mm-hmm. So I'm glad you brought it out because extra stuff. And then I would have preferred, and I'm saying this so that even my children's daddy can hear, I would have preferred for them to have the visibility of a male. Mm-hmm. Than for you to run away from what it was. You know what I'm saying? Like, I understand, because mm-hmm. I took care of it. What did I lose? Like, what did I? I still didn't get the help I needed, but I would have loved for my children to know what it was like to have their father in their life, you know, full time. But we tend to tell lies. We got to stop these lies. Like, let's deal with the truth. This is Truth Heals Hurt for a reason. Let's address the truth. And these children did not deserve this. They don't deserve for us to be playing this game with each other. And if it ain't, if you don't love me no more, then, you know, if I don't love you no more, we need to learn that. Guess what? We made a baby together. We did this together. And regardless of what I think about you, go ahead.
I was going to say, piggyback on what you just said, one of the things that I despise is when you, someone that do not want to be present in the child's life, and just as soon as their mom or their friend or someone call them and say, hey, do you know that, you know, the child has another male figure or female figure in their life, and that is contributing, and they're doing this and they're doing that, and then you're upset because someone else is doing something that you did not want to do. Not that you could not do it, it's just that you did not want to do, because oftentimes people make a choice that they don't want to be present. You know, you don't have to, you can be present in your child's life without having to feel like you have to buy them Jordans and buy them iPhones and buy them this or, you know, do this and that. Just as simple as spending time with them. I mean, even if it's every other weekend, spend time with them. Those are the things that, I mean, my parents both was present in my house, and the things that is the most memorable to me is not when they were buying me things. It was when they were spending quality time with me. I remember my mom getting up in the morning when, you know, it was cold, and I grew up in the project. And, you know, I remember my mom, and we had space heaters. My mom would get up and make me some hot chocolate. Every morning I had hot chocolate sitting on my nightstand. That type of stuff is things that I remember. You know, I mean, different things. I remember my dad teaching me how to ride a bike and making sure that I had everything that I needed when it was time to go to school. I mean, it was just different stuff. We would go to the Braves game. Kids need to know that they need to feel your presence, and they need to know that you really want to be there, not, you know, all of the bickering. It's like you are upset with my mom because you didn't want to do anything, but now there's someone else that has stepped up to the plate and said, hey, I'm here for you and for your child. And that's what I hate. You know, not that you had to come with a pocket full of money every time you show up. Mm-hmm. Just show up and spend some quality time with your child.
Mm-hmm.
And do what you say you're going to do. Don't be telling lies. Do what you say you're going to do. You told them to look for something in the mail. Have that stuff in the mail. Don't have a child out there. And then they come in and the parent that's with them got to try to explain. You know what I'm saying? What happened? Do what you say you're going to do. Do the best that you can. That's all God wants from us, is the best that we can. And like both of you have stated, there's certain different situations, different scenarios. And if you all that are listening have different scenarios and you want us to address them, I have a segment called Ask TG. You can send it to me privately on my Facebook. You can, you know, send me a message by email at truthhealshurt@gmail.com. And I get you, if I don't know the answer, honey, even though I don't did a whole lot of stuff, so that's how I end up in this situation in the first place. But if I can't answer you, I could get you some help like I did today. So for those of you that don't know how to work it out with that baby mama or that lady, that male, that whoever, the boyfriend, I got two sisters on the line today. And so if you just tuning in, you can go back and replay this call, listen to it, share the link, let us help some people do this a little bit better, because these children don't deserve this foolishness that, you know, surrounds. Dewan, I see you on the line, and we're getting ready for my second half. Y'all asked them for an extra amount of time for, hold on, I think Dewan has a question for y'all before you go, because she's pressing.
Okay.
Hold on. Dewan, you there?
Yeah, I just wanted to give the ladies props because we need more stories like that. That was the case. Their situation is a situation between me and my son's stepmom. And for the longest, people were like, do you really think that she's your friend? And these women are the epitome of sisterhood and parenthood.
Yes.
I just wanted to give the sisters their props.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, thank you.
That's my wife-in-law. I don't call her the stepmom. We introduce each other like that, for real.
Yes, we do. And it confused the heck out of everybody.
I love it. I'm telling you the truth. I love it. So we have a book coming out, and so I'm going to not say bye to my sisters because I may need y'all back on the show, and we may have to add, what should say, the first wife's name, Carla?
Carla.
Mm-hmm.
Carla. We have to add Carla into this. I'm very obedient to God, so we may have to come from another angle, and I know y'all don't mind helping me help other people, but I do thank you so much for joining the show, and what I was going to say was I asked for extended time for your show, because I wanted, and normally the show is 30 minutes, but I wanted, you know, us to address as much as we can about this situation, because it's enough going on in the world without us, you know, it's just so much going on in this world, and these children need a big support system, not just, mm-hmm. you know, just one person trying to hold it in the road by themselves. So I thank you, ladies, for joining. You can continue to stay on the call if you like. If not, and you have to go, I understand. I now have a session with Dewan because we have a book coming out on Tuesday. So before I close, if you want to advertise your business or say anything to anybody about what you do, I know Michelle says she don't tell y'all what she do because y'all be bothering her at work with y'all any questions. So she might not have nothing for y'all, but do you want to share what you do?
Oh, I am a stylist. I don't really classify myself as a stylist. I just classify myself as a personal groomer, personal loving of women. I love to love on women and make them look fabulous. So, you know, if you're interested in my services, you can look on my Facebook page and hit me up on there. So that's really about it. I'm just...
And when you get a second attitude, the message from today, you know, the one that I said, this is where we'll take questions, where we tag those people. If you'll put it there, you know, the how your services, like if you'll post it there for me, because that's normally how people try mm-hmm. to find it, like later on after the show is over with, they'll look for that post.
All right.
Do you have it?
No.
Okay. I love y'all. Thank you so much.
Love you. Too.
Love you. Mm-hmm. All right. Thanks for having me.
Okay. All right.
Bye-bye.
Okay, Dewan, you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so we got to go into this single mama dating drama stuff. And our book is coming out on October the 18th for those of you. And, y'all, this book is it's wild. That's all I can tell you. Like, if you want to go on a roller coaster... and then I have some authors on tomorrow to share with you what story they placed in this book. But honey, let's talk about Dewan, a heart for a heart.
Hold on. But let me say this. So loved the way you just said our book, because me and you been dreaming about this for almost 30 years together.
Oh, yes, ma'am. Oh yeah. People don't know that part. Like Dewan. Daddy said, you know, one time he asked me to write a song about a dog. Do you remember that?
Your heart, yes. But what I was thinking about the other day is mom is always, Mom is always asking me. She was like, "You remember when Prince, he used to come over here and tell us all these little stories?"
Yeah, just making up stuff. Was I telling the truth or I was just making up stuff?
I don't know.
I don't know,
but they...
I'm bad, it probably was the truth. And then if I told you something good, it probably was made up. How about that?
Oh, my goodness. Oh, but I like the way
That's how come I started this show, because I lied so much trying to please people. I'm talking about serious. I told people
yeah.
my daddy was a good daddy, you know, and he come pick me up from school and stuff. And girl, wasn't on that. Girl, honey,
yeah.
don't get me started about why I started this, because truth here hurt. Now I acknowledge my daddy. But, okay, let me say this right quick, the one before we get started. It's Domestic Violence
mm-hmm.
Month.
Mm-hmm.
They at church, girl, I can't do nothing but give God praise because I'm a victim of domestic violence. The reason why I would go to the one's house in the first place is because my daddy was mean and evil at our house. And so I used to go to two houses. I used to go to Monica and Karen's house, and their mom had a lot of kids, but she let me come and stay, and I felt so safe and secure. And then I would hang out over at the one's house if something was going on, you know, like at Monica and Karen's house. And so I thank God for those people, because when I tell y'all that the life, my brother and I, and my brother's deceased now, but my brother, he dealt with a lot more abuse than I did, because I'm a fighter, so I would fight back, and I probably was wrong for that because he's my father. But the reason why I went to DeJuan's house is because my daddy would whip us with different things or threaten our lives and that kind of thing. And so a lot of people didn't know that I would get on the bus, you know, with ill, you know, problems and stuff like that. And so DeJuan would always be smiling and grinning, girl, and she just made me feel like I was a superstar. She was just so loving and be like, girl, I miss you. What you were doing? What happened to you yesterday? You know, that kind of stuff. So she just made me feel like, you know, hey. And so that's how I survived. So since it's domestic violence month, I thought I'd give a shout out, because usually I don't tell people about what I went through. And out of that, I was not the type of person to let you fight me. So that trickled over into my other relationships and different things I had with other people. And I became a fighter. I'm going to just tell you that now. So when you said something to me then, I'm going to bust you upside the head, because I'm not going to be a victim anymore.
Right.
And that's how I felt
right.
like I had to live. You know what I'm saying? I felt like that, DeJuan. I felt like it.
Anybody
want to join in with this, I open up your line, because we're getting ready to talk about this crazy person in DeJuan's story. DeJuan, they say your person is crazy, girl.
Girl, so crazy. The story is A Heart for a Heart, and it's about Cindy, a black widow. Of course, she's in I wouldn't say a physical abusive marriage, but it was kind of emotional abusive. So she takes care of it, and then she ends up, after her daughter gets of age, she goes on the internet, and she ends up dating a liar, a pretty boy, and a holy roller.
Okay.
Mm. And she worked her little magic.
Oh,
and
a little magic.
You faded out on me, Princess. What did you say?
I said, what's another word for magic? Cookie? Candy? What's she working, Lauren? Don't tell us. Okay.
She's nothing nice. Hold on, let me say this. Let me say why I love Cindy. Cindy really believes, she is a nice person, she really believes that what she's doing is of the Lord, but she's twisted in the mind a little bit because of the way her father treated her mother, and it has affected her relationships.
Good, like this. What we're going to do, you're going to finish this book. Like, you just going to do that one little chapter. You're going to go
okay.
back.
I don't know, honey. I don't know, because I'm working on the juicy one. My debut is, like, super, super juicy.
Girl, that's what I said. I said, you know, we got to stay busy, like, make a Oh, don't get me started. We got to write every day. So, look, the one right quick, I got these people on the line, and I'm just going to open up somebody's line and say hello and see if they'll say hello back, because that's how you know if people listen. I'm just kidding. Okay, wait. But I see some people from Texas on here, so hold on. Let me see who this is.
Okay.
Okay, this number is ending with 1777. Who is this? They real quiet. Hello? If your telephone number last four digits is 1777, say hello. One. I think they sleep. Okay, let's
they probably don't know they hit one.
Oh. Let me go back. Okay, let's try this right here. We're so silly. Okay, if your number is ending in 9438, say hello. Come on.
Hello.
Hey, this Angela.
Hey.
Angela, y'all over there asleep. Y'all supposed to be listening.
Girl, no. I ain't listening. I'm here. I had it on mute. You know, it's too much going on in this household.
You lying, man.
Oh, Jesus.
So, yeah, we talk about single mama dating drama. So, DeJuan got this crazy lady. Sounds like a Halloween story. Like, the name of the story is Heart for a Heart. So, sounds like somebody is killing somebody. I don't know. But, yeah, I don't know what that's going to be like. Because a Heart for a Heart sounds like somebody.
Her thing is the Bible say eye for an eye, so she's sure that he wouldn't mind a heart for a heart.
The one when is the book being published?
Girl, it's come out Tuesday.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
My story is Rhinestones in the Dust.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I gave it that stupid, like crazy title this time. Make people wonder. So it said, what is
I know.
The baby? Yeah, like I want to do stupid, crazy stuff. So mine is about this.
Princess, I was supposed to ask you. That was my twist. I was supposed to say, since we're sisters, a princess. Princess. Yes.
Okay. So I'm going to I'm going to read the first part of the ones, and then the one can read. Oh, the one you want to read the first part of your, you got it up. Don't read.
Oh, I don't have it up.
You know, wait, I'm finna find it. Hold on. But Angela, this book is crazy, girl. These folks in here is crazy. Like, this single mama dating drama, I thought it was just gonna be about people going to lunch and meeting the devil or something. Like, I didn't think y'all was gonna be killing people and stuff.
Ready for it.
Pay people back.
Sound like a page turner.
Hold on. Wait a minute. Okay. I'm looking. I see the one.
But you know, I'm loving everybody's story. That's the thing about it. Everybody has a different version of dating in the single mother world.
Yeah. And see, mine.
And
is
that's what I'm. You got a good one.
Okay, so a heart for a heart. Here we go. Miss Henderson, I'm sorry for the loss of your husband. I muttered a tearful thank you and watched as the coroner respectfully placed Trey's body in the back of the hearse. My best friend, Selena, was right by my side, but I wanted to be alone so that I could mentally replay today's event. She held my hand and walked me inside the house. We sat on the sofa. She rubbed my back and asked, "What happened?" Then... y'all gonna have to get the rest for yourself. That's just one paragraph. That's what she did.
Oh,
God. In that first paragraph.
You did it.
That's cool.
Well, tell us about your story, Princess.
Let me say, mine is foolish. Hold on. I'm gonna go to my story. I'm gonna read my first paragraph like I did yours. Hold on. My page is. And then we got some authors gonna be on here tomorrow. They have 30 minutes to segment, so. And then they sharing. So they're just going to talk about their books, I think, and, you know, give us a little taste. And okay, my page is 43. Hold on. This is a good book, though. Like, if you want some juice, some story, like what you used to watch on TV, like Days of Our Lives and As the World Turns.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, like, and then you'll get you a little fix right quick. So here's go my first paragraph. It's not rocket science, Gerard. She's 2 months old. She can't walk, and you want her to be the flower girl in your wedding? I wasn't asking. Mm-hmm. I was repeating to see if it still made sense to him as it flowed from my mouth to his ears. Hopefully he will hear how stupid this idea sounded. That's my first paragraph.
But hold on, let me say this about your story, Princess. It made me think about what you just said, about how you acted when the young lady redid your daughter's hair.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Your story kind of reminded me of that.
Yeah, then what's so sad is, I don't tell them about it, but I wrote this, like, real fast because I decided at the last minute to do it. So, I did it real fast. And so I was so surprised that it made it, like, you know.
Well, you know, everything you do is awesome. You're a great writer.
Well, thank you, Duane. But see, that's because I was telling them lies, and then, you know, a long time ago. Angela, you gonna write your, Angela, do you have a single mama dating drama story? Because you've been married a long time, though. So.
That's how I've been married for doggone since 19 BC, so I really don't recall any of those single mama baby drama stories.
Because now folks are crazy, y'all. Now folks ain't the same. Oof. You know, folks used to just try to meet you and eat dinner with you and stuff. Sometimes now they meet you and be trying to kill you, so you, you know. Get somewhere and be still nowadays. And then be lying. You be having a whole nother relationship at somebody else's house, have a whole family and stuff, and you just, they be spending time with you, like, for real, and you be thinking you the one.
Right.
And you, and they be going home to they, where they say they live with their sister or their mama, and that be their wife.
Right.
Or something.
Or but it's so easy to do in this age of social media and all of these extra phones and other things. They're so easy to do.
Yeah, I'm trying to tell lies and stuff. And then, look, some of them ain't got nothing. And then I ain't even talking about just the men. I'm talking about both sides. You know, like, it's women lying to men.
Right.
So I ain't talking about how to. But I told Reggie, I said, I ain't going back out there. If something happened to you and me, I'm going to have to ask the Lord. Going to have to really, you know what I'm saying? I'm telling you, I didn't like that dating stuff. I don't like people be telling lies. I can't deal with it. Man, I'm going to cut you off. You're going to be in the trash, and you're not getting my stuff real fast because I got to fill you out. I ain't no hot chick. I got to fill you out because you might have hey, what about that?
Right.
Too much out there. There's too much out there. Too much.
Like, you know what I'm saying? And then even herpes, you're going to have herpes for the rest of your life. If you get
right.
You know what I'm saying? And like, you think people going to be like, hey, my name is Michael. I have herpes. Before you start talking.
No. You got a few honest, but you got a lot of not honest people. They ain't going to tell you they got stuff that's worse than herpes.
But we don't give them time to be honest, though, because some of us up the skirt on the first date. So what about that?
Yep.
Just because they look good.
Thank you. That it smell good.
Mm-hmm.
He got some LL2J lips. What about that?
Shut your mouth.
And then when you start kissing him, then what? Then that going to lead to some funny feelings coming through your body. And then don't let him be a good kisser because y'all done changed.
Hallelujah.
You see what I'm saying? The single mama day, girl, that is drama alone. Then you, when we say single mama, you got to realize there's children involved in this foolishness.
Right. Right.
And we bring murderers to our children's house, to our house, because most of the time, we can't go to their house for some reason.
Say that again.
How come we can't go to their house? And then, here's some 40-year-old women sneaking still. Why we got to be sneaking? We grown. But we got to sneak over here at mama's house. She ain't got her own house. We live with mom. So we in the basement. We coming through the basement entrance.
Right.
So we can sit down on the sofa floor. so we could get our freak on. And then, what about that? See, that's what I'm talking about. I don't want that. I love my husband.
Girl.
I don't want. I'm going to do the best I can to make my relationship with my husband work, because I thank God for him. And it, marriage is not easy, but I'm going to make this work. Cause I do not. I'm telling you, I'll be on the news.
Okay, but you, let me say this. You have no choice but to love your husband because he's my teenage next door neighbor. So you have no choice.
He didn't like me. He didn't like me back then. We'll talk about that when he comes on the show. He's gonna talk about women who don't have no standards, and I can't wait.
Yes, I got questions for him already.
And he's getting ready. So he said, folks, and he'll talk about, let me tell y'all, he'll talk about his experiences. And these dating, he was like, folks just want to give up. People send pictures of their body parts, like at 35 and 40. What is we sending naked pictures of our body parts? Just meet up and just hold up your dress if you're going to be that hot. Just go ahead. You know what I'm saying? Don't even, because guess what? He could take that picture and share that with the rest of the world. He can't take, you know, eyesight. Photo, you know what I'm saying, like with his eyes and share it with the world. At least you have more comfort in that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You just take it with his eyes and you just drive off, and if you don't ever want to see him no more, you just count him as one of the people
right.
You didn't see him.
For JJ. hold on. But that's so true. I mean, the dating game is so different from when I was dating before I got married, in the 90s. It's totally different. Either I've changed or the dating game has changed.
I believe it can't be just you, the one. It's because
it's the dating game.
Yeah. I'm going to open up somebody else's line. Hold on. I see another 915. Let me see if I can get them to say something so they can chime in with us. We ain't got but a few more minutes, y'all, so don't get scared that y'all going to be on our line. Hold on. Okay, it's the number. It's 416-4. Say hello. Hello? 4174? I don't want to say your whole number on here, so let me mute this line. I can't. Okay, hold on. Okay, I'm opening up line 2990. If your last four digits of your telephone number is 2990, say hello. I believe everybody's asleep. Angie.
I'm here.
When I open up your line, you can hear me?
I can hear you, yeah. I just unmute my phone.
Oh, well, that person didn't have their phone muted, did they? I heard a child.
No, they did not.
So I was trying to say hello to them. See what I'm saying? I was trying to go by the area code because I don't know all the area codes. But anyway, so we have this book coming out October the 18th. DeJuan, we got 7 more minutes to talk. So we got this book
okay,
coming
can
out.
I read? Can I read? Hold on. Let me. Okay, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I just want to read my favorite paragraph of my story.
Okay, yeah, do that. See, I didn't want to give away none of your stuff. Angela, your line is okay. It's still open now. Your line is still open.
Okay.
Okay. It says, my legs were heavy. I couldn't breathe. Numbness had taken over my body. I was so detached that I couldn't feel myself squeezing my daughter's arm, our daughter's arm. I kept looking at every detail of Trey's face. He was impeccably dressed in a new dark blue Brooks Brothers suit, lying so peaceful in a pewter-colored casket. I felt the folk in the sanctuary staring at my back. I heard the whisper, oh, Lord, help me, Jesus. I leaned into the casket as if I was about to kiss him. I was so close to his face that I could feel the coldness from it. I whispered in his ear, ride in hell, bastard.
Oh.
Uh-uh.
Angela, talk about it.
Can we pre-order this book?
Yeah, it's on.
Yes.
It's pre-order. Girl.
Okay.
What? That one come out. This. Oh, Jesus. Mm. Well, and see, DeJuan is single. And so I'm going to use my sister Dewan as an example. Y'all can't date her right now because y'all hear how she be writing. And
they ain't ready for her. They ain't ready for her.
And then Dewan, she got a lot going on. Let's see. Dewan dropped you like hot potato, honey, and be moving on, and you be still thinking she going to call you tonight, and she be gone. And so you got to watch Dewan. I hope ain't none of her friend listening, because all I can tell them is I pray for you. I pray for you. You pray for me.
You and my boyfriend today.
Dewan will change clothes on you and then want somebody different. Then move right on. Dewan don't play like that. And see, I was bad. That's why I said, Lord, let me stay by myself. Seriously, after my first marriage, I was like, I should just stay by myself because I'm not going to treat people right. I'm not going to act right. The first person that called me was, or that somebody was trying to introduce me to, the first time he went talking about he can't pay a bill. Dude, I got three kids. I can't pay your bill neither. Don't start asking me for money.
You know, my thing is you have to know, and it took a while for me to realize that it was okay to be by myself. I had to be honest with myself. It is the time when I need to be in a relationship, when I'm ready, not need to be, when I'm ready to be in one. And I had to figure out it wasn't time for me. Because it wasn't any use in me wasting my time or his time. Because like you said, I dropped somebody in a heartbeat. I tend to find something crazy to break up with somebody. A guy took me, we went on the 9th. I had been seeing him for a while. We had went to North Carolina, and the next day I had fixed him some food, and he started eating his bread so wrong to me. And I was like, oh, I'm breaking up with him.
No, not the bread.
Yes, because he had the bread up to his mouth too long.
I'm wrong for that. But I done left a restaurant because somebody said something stupid when I was there. Like, I went and was dressed all up and pretty and stuff. I had my nice purse and, I was so cute. And then they said something stupid, and I just got up from the table. And I just went on to my car, drove all the way home, stopped by the McDonald's. I was like, can I get a number one with no pickles, please? And they kept calling my phone all the way home. They was like, well, what? And what's so sad is I remember I had ordered some food, and it was Carrabba's, I think. I ordered the food. I remember that. But they said something stupid, and I can't remember what they said, but I didn't like it. And so I just got up, and I went on and ate me a McDonald's Big Mac and fries on the way home. And they just kept calling, and I was like, oh, I don't ever know if that person was okay, because whatever they said, it just really was stupid to me. I didn't like it.
And see, you know what, now that we're talking, I'm a lot like Cindy in my story. When I'm thinking about her dates, I'm a lot like Cindy. And I'm just now realizing that I'm a lot like Cindy.
That ain't good. My favorite, that ain't good, Dewan. Like, I don't want you to date nobody right now. I want you to do background checks and stuff first. I want you to do it. Like, no, I don't know what I want you to do. Because you're going to be going to hurt somebody. And then, or they're going to be thinking you're going to hurt them, and then they're going to hurt you. And then that means you got to get loose over him on this side.
Girl, and I'm too crazy. I'm too pretty to be in jail and the grave, so.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Angela, we ain't hitting them. Hold on, I'm gonna read. The one said read a good paragraph so to make people want to buy my stories. So hold on, let me. My stuff is food. I'm telling y'all, my stuff is foolish.
I love yours. I love yours.
Okay, so let's do the end of the story. Should I say do the end, or you want to pick?
No.
Oh,
no.
I got a funny part. Okay, hold on. I got a funny part. See, I put my gay friend in there. Like, I put I put a lot in here. I don't know what paragraph I want to read, y'all.
I don't know, because the whole thing is so descriptive.
Yeah, I did do that. I'm learning that. I learned that from Victoria. She helped me with it. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I'm going to read three different parts. How about that? So this is a funny part.
Okay.
Gerard called again. That's the baby daddy. Okay, he answered, whispering a shout. Wait, hold on. I answered, whispering a shout, because this is third time calling. And then he said, my fiance wants to know what size dress she should get. And I said, a 4X.
But is that when he said she was listening?
Oh yeah. Okay, then it takes 2 days after I put my foot in my mouth, so she went trying to look for a date for the wedding. Okay. Okay, so then my best friend Lily, he had got married to his lover. Yeah, I did that kind of stuff. For those say sanctified. You might not want to read my story because I put two men together. There you go. So, it's bonus dias, my little midget. How do I look? He swirled around with newly tanned skin and a new cursive tattoo that said B-H-O on the right side of his arm. He was always a sharp dresser, even with a tank top, jeans, and heavenly white shoes. I think it was his jewelry that set it off. He had pieces of jewelry that had been customized to his liking, and diamonds to accent. You look fab, I responded, then asked what the letter stood for. He said, Barack Hussein Obama, helper. You better act like you know. And then he said, Well, I got to be a helper. He was right about me being a midget, though. I had to wear 4-inch heels to be 5'5", but I did like being called a helper. And then he said, because you acting brand new, you act like I wouldn't be married now if it wasn't for my president.
That whole story had me cracking up.
Yeah, I try to make it funny. That foolish.
And you
and
did
then,
it.
So, I got to get it. And then my last sentence, it just say, and I love my last sentence more than I love anything, it say, and they got the same taste in shoes, so one's a runaway bride and the other is a wannabe.
That's what I like, too.
That's the truth.
Y'all got to get this. I'm telling y'all, I think tomorrow, let me see, tomorrow we're going to talk about my tax dog. We're going to be on here that long. So for those of y'all that say this show too long, I got it where you can listen to the parts you want to. Okay, so tomorrow we're getting ready to go. 8 o'clock, we're going to talk about the born again version. All right, then. Born again version.
Is that 8 o'clock Eastern or Texas?
Yeah, that's right. And then at 8:30, I got two guests at the same time because I couldn't get a whole lot of people to sign up. I ain't mad about that, though. Okay, so Monica Lynn Foster, hers is Never Go Back. Never Go Back. Hold on a second. I got to get her name spelled right on there, too. And then Charlie, is it Marco? Am I saying the right, the one?
I think so.
Her story is My Tax Dollars at Work. And then... So we got the born again version. We got My Tax Dollars at Work, and then so I'm excited. This all I'm
excited.
So
I'm so excited.
And if you want autographed copies of the book, you can hit us up personally, or you can go ahead and order online. We don't mind because we want to be bestsellers. So you can go online. You can order the Kindle. You can order the whatever. And what else? What else? The one? What I'm leaving out?
Amazon.com is where they'll order it from.
Mm-hmm. Now, you can do Barnes & Nobles and places like that, too, so you're not limited, but we're trying to make Amazon's bestseller list since Amazon taking over.
Yes.
Yeah. Don't like that.
And we appreciate you. We appreciate you.
Yes. So, that's it, y'all. We in this show. We done lasted the whole time that they wanted me to last. Oh, and y'all, I got another Ask PG question, so I will be answering. I don't know if y'all saw my last Ask PG question about separated married man, you know, he's my boyfriend. But this lady that sent this, and when you send the SPG, I don't use your name. You know, I just answer the question. So hers is coming up, and she said, married for over 20 years, and one spouse is trying to get it together, and the other one keeps lying. Mm-hmm. So the spouse subjected to rejection files for divorce after 4 years of waiting, and the other spouse wants to deny alimony. Being Christian, how do you take them to the bank without losing any of your morals, especially your Christian morals? I don't know what they got to do with me asking for my money. But I'm going to try to answer. I could be saving asking for my money. I can't.
Yes.
I can ask for alimony and be saved. I'm going to have to research this before I answer this Ask PG question. But then I got another Ask PG question where this lady is being, she says she's 45 and the man don't ever take her to a hotel. So what y'all be doing? Like, what?
And what they be doing at?
That gets on the mama flow, like I told you earlier.
Oh, okay. Huh?
I don't know.
They on the mama flow.
I don't know. Like, when you're 45. And the reason why this is sad, because this, me and Reggie going to be 45 this, well, Reggie going to be in December, and I'm going to be January 45, and I'm not getting on nobody's float. I already have enough hard time washing this tub out. Right, my knees hurt on this float over here trying to get this tub clean.
Oh, my goodness.
Supposed to be laughing about it, but what you mean? What are we talking about? We ain't doing it in no car, cause we might not even be able to get out fast enough before the police come.
No, no.
Like, we get too old for this stuff. This is stupid. I remember this kind of folks telling me about this kind of stuff. See, I was a little high price, but I remember folks telling me about this stuff. I'm not getting behind no building and stuff. I'm old and I'm already trying to walk the hill. I don't want to try to impress you. And so now you want me to go somewhere in the corner? And I got to be watching on the lookout? No, 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 no. We don't have to do a show about this. No. No, so that's her fault. So I, you know what I type back? No, ma'am. No, ma'am. That's my answer to that SPG. No, ma'am. When she started out with the man won't take her to a hotel, and I'm like, well, why can't take her to the house? I ain't asking all them stupid questions. First of all, you sound stupid at 45 asking about somebody take her to a hotel. So I'm not talking about that. And so I just type back, no, ma'am. That's okay.
Oh, my God.
I'm like, what's the red flag right there? Because why does he got to take you to a hotel? Why can't he take you to his home?
Thank you.
Story, I ask all them questions, and if I don't have the answer, you know what I'm saying? I don't think people realize. Like, I'm gonna why you gotta go to the hotel? Well, the first question. Like, I didn't even read the rest of the story. I just typed back, no ma'am. Like, the first one.
I don't blame you for that.
I'm 45. I read it. I just need to let y'all read the whole story and then let y'all see. I wasn't even wasting my time. I ain't even asked Reggie what he thought about it.
Please tell me she went anonymous. Did she go anonymous sending you that?
I'll send it, and I just promised not to share somebody's name. So
she didn't share. No, I would be ashamed to send it to you. I would go anonymous.
Good.
If that was me.
Because they know I don't feel. See, so that's what I do appreciate. They know they could just ask me anything. Cause I don't really care. But she already know, like, girl, go and sit down somewhere. And then, No. We're not. I don't want to know. Like, I didn't even read the rest of it, so I really need to go back and read the rest of it, because there might be a cry for help. I need to go back. Because the first line had me where I was, no, ma'am. Nope. Okay. I'm going to be good. Okay, y'all, we're going to get off this call, because they say, I tried to do the whole thing. I had 4 more minutes. So, y'all, thank you. Angela, thank you for being a guest co-host. And
yes, ma'am.
And for those of you that stayed on the call and hung out with us, I appreciate it, because normally the show is not this long. But today we stretched it out, trying to meet some quotas. Okay? And so I'll talk to y'all next Sunday. We'll be talking to Jonathan, and y'all ain't ready for Jonathan. And if you real safe and you can't give us everything on call, just listen to the recording.
Jonathan is the truth.
Yes, he is. So, and... you know, so you ain't gonna be able to deal with it. Just y'all, just listen to the recording, okay? Don't even. But he gonna get to see real, and y'all can go check him out with Jonathan Royal. And I'm getting ready to now post him and tag him so that y'all will know he's coming up next Sunday. And I love y'all. I'll talk to some of y'all tomorrow. The one you gonna tune in tomorrow, you gonna be busy.
No, I'll be with you tomorrow.
Okay, well, I'm going to open up your line because 8 o'clock we only have one guest. Okay?
All right. Love you.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Love y'all.
Good night. Love you.